Once there were two mice, Lana Mouse and Stanley Mouse. They lived right next door to each other. And there was nothing Stanley Mouse loved more in all the world than Lana Mouse. Every day he would go to her house and bring her cheese and grains, and it was his hope that someday he and Lana Mouse would be married. If that could happen, he would be the happiest mouse in all of mousedom. There finally came a day when Stanley Mouse felt ready. He went to Lana Mouse's house. He dropped to one knee, and he said,
"Lana, will you marry me?"
And Lana looked into his big brown eyes, and she said,
"No. No, I don't think I will."
Stanley, his heart broken, said,
"Why? Why won't you marry me?" She said, "Well, as you know, Stanley, I am a very beautiful mouse. And I need to have a very powerful husband. And you're nice and all, but you certainly aren't very powerful. I am going to go through the world and find the most powerful creature and marry him."
Stanley's heart was broken, but he said,
"All right. But if you ever decide to come home, I'll wait."
Lana Mouse put on her bonnet, hitched up her petticoat, and went out the door. She walked most of that day until she came to a field where the sun was beating down. Oh, it was so hot that even her bonnet didn't keep it off. And then she had an idea. She looked up into the sky, and there was the sun, and she said,
"Excuse me, Mr. Sun."
The sun said, "Yes?" Lana said,
"Are you very powerful?"
The sun said, "Oh, yes, I am very, very powerful indeed. I warm the earth, ripen the grain, I bring heat. I am very powerful."
Then Lana said, "I choose you for my husband, because you are the most powerful creature in the world."
The sun said, "Wait a minute. I'm not truly the most powerful. Why, there is something more powerful than I."
"What could be more powerful than the sun?"
"Clouds, of course. They can cover my face, and I cannot get through them. Go and find some clouds."
"Okay."
And Lana went down the road, hitched up her petticoat, grabbed her bonnet, and went in search of clouds. When she finally found an enormous storm cloud, she said,
"Excuse me."
The storm cloud looked down and said, "Yes?"
Lana said, "Are you very powerful?"
The storm cloud said, "Oh, yes, I bring rain and lightning and thunder. I am very powerful indeed." Lana said,
"Then I choose you for my husband because you are the most powerful creature on earth."
And the cloud said, "Now, wait a minute. Actually, there is something more powerful than I."
"What could be more powerful than the clouds?"
"The wind. The wind is more powerful than I, for it can blow me away."
"Oh," said Lana. "So the wind is the most powerful creature in the world?"
"Yes," said the clouds. So Lana hitched up her petticoat, grabbed her bonnet, and went on down the road. She went until she came to the great blustery wind. And she said,
"Excuse me, Mr. Wind."
And it said, "Yes."
And Lana said, "Are you very powerful?"
And the wind said, "Yes. I blow across the world. I can push the clouds through the sky. And even on the hottest day, I can bring a cool breeze. I can rip trees down and shake houses. I am very powerful." Lana said,
"Then I choose you for my husband because you're the most powerful creature in all the world."
And the wind said, "Now wait a minute. There is actually something more powerful than I."
"What could be more powerful than the wind?"
"A wall. A well-constructed brick wall can hold up against the heaviest wind. Go and find a wall." Lana hitched up her skirts, grabbed her bonnet, and went off in search of a wall. She came to a great stone wall, and she said,
"Excuse me, Mr. Wall?"
And the wall said, "Yes." Lana said,
"Are you very powerful?"
The wall said, Yes, I can keep the wind out. If you stand in my shade, I can keep the sun off of you. And you can also shelter behind me in the rain. I am very, very powerful.
Good! Then I choose you for my husband, because you are the most powerful creature in the world.
The wall said, Now wait a minute. There is something more powerful than I.
What could be more powerful than a wall?
A mouse.
What?
A mouse. A mouse can chew a hole right through me, and there isn't anything I can do.
So a mouse is the most powerful creature in all the world?
Yes. Lana Mouse hitched up her skirts, grabbed her bonnet, and ran back down that road. She ran back to her own home, but she didn't stop there. She ran next door to Stanley Mouse's house. She beat on the door. When he came to the door, she fell to her knees. She opened her arms and she said, Stanley, will you marry me? Because you're the most powerful creature in all the world. Stanley knew he wasn't the most powerful creature in all the world. But as long as Lana didn't say anything about it, he wasn't going to mention it. He said,
Okay.
And the two of them were wed. And Stanley was truly the most happy mouse in all of mousedom. Except for perhaps Lana, who had actually managed to wed the most powerful creature in all the world. And that is the tale of a mouse.